Hi, JJ.
Hello.
Thanks very much for meeting us today. I think you're famous in all around the secondary schools in Ireland now because of the fantastic Found Sounds talks you've been given and the visits you've made to schools. Do you enjoy those visits?
I love them. Yeah, they're great fun. Great fun. We get in, we make a lot of noise, students have fun, students get to get loud, make some music, and yeah, it's a great fun. Great times.
And tell me, how... Like, when you started off as a child yourself, was it from your own interest or from family interest, or did you just want to learn an instrument?
Yeah, I guess it comes from all directions. Like, my dad loves music, and my dad is a big classic rock fan, so we always had Led Zeppelin, The Who, the band, playing at home on the stereo, a big old 1980s Pioneer set. But Mom is the musician. Mom sings. So Mom sang at Mass, so I guess... the love for music came from Dad, the talent came from Mom. We say that at home. But I guess for myself, the real drive to pick up an instrument was watching School of Rock when I was a kid. So that movie, so watching Jack Black give a kid an electric guitar, I was like, that's it, I want one. And my nana bought me a guitar when I was 10, and I've been playing since.
And did you move into other instruments then?
I did, yeah. So when I was 15, 16, I did transition year, which afforded me a little bit of time. So I started playing the piano then.
That was late enough.
Yeah, it was. And I guess it was mainly piano, guitar. I dabbled in singing, but I've kind of realised now that that's best left to other people.
Are you glad you started the piano then? Because it would have given you maybe...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, even now when I work, I kind of tend to think of... oh my God, what's the term? See, to me, it's just an instinctual thing. Oh my God.
We can go back.
We're going to be editing this.
Yeah.
Like minor seconds, minor thirds.
Intervals.
Thank you very much. So yeah, so even now when I'm producing music and I'm trying to visualize or think of intervals, I picture a piano in my head. I see a piano roll and I think, oh, C to E flat. And I can just see a piano. So when I work now and I'm trying to think of intervals, if I'm thinking of something like a minor third, I picture C to E flat, E flat to F sharp, and I just see it as a piano rather than notes on a stave.
Yeah, the visual is great already.
Yeah, so I guess for me, piano's always just helped with composing because rather than using dots and lines, I just see a piano and I know what that key to that key sounds like.
Do you still play the piano then?
I still play the piano.
Brilliant.
Love playing piano.
You said to us earlier that in your work in UL, you deal with other instruments, you teach other instruments.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to us about that?
Yeah. In UL, I teach the Indonesian Percussion Orchestra. So I do a little bit of gamelan, and I picked that up in UCC under Professor Mel Mercier and Dr. Kelly Boyle and Kevin McNally. They were my teachers. Kevin still teaches in UL, Kelly is still the teacher in UCC, and Mel has just left the university as of last week. So they're my teachers, and I guess we're still playing gamelan. I play in the Irish Gamelan Orchestra. We're a semi-professional group that play gamelan and concerts around the country, which is great fun. And as well as gamelan here in UL, I do global pop. So what we do is we teach students how to use their instruments to interpret music from around the world. So last night it was calypso music, which is Trinidadian pop music from the 1800s, 1900s. Mm-hmm. I teach technology, an introduction to technology course to undergraduate students. And I do an interarts ensemble, which is a module geared towards musicians and dancers so that we can find the threads that kind of marry those two art forms together.
It's very diverse.
Yeah, it's great fun.
It's brilliant. And your interest in composing then,
yeah.
Like, did you just start just casually, especially on the guitar?
Yeah.
Like, did you just casually start making up songs and stuff, or was it always music? Or was it actually songs? You say you didn't sing really all that much.
No. I did a songwriting course in UCC and that was the start and end of my songwriting career. So I've left the lyrics behind me. I leave the lyrics
to... It's just the music.
Yeah, to me it's all pitches and rhythms. But I guess, where does it start? I guess when I was a teenager and when I was really getting into guitar music, it was heavy metal music.
Okay.
And it was riffs and playing the music of other musicians. But from that then you kind of start to noodle and you start to find your own stuff and you start coming up with your own stuff and you start concocting. And that's kind of where I guess this improvising, composing thing started. But then I got to piano. And piano has so much more range, I think, so then I do a lot of piano composition. And then
do
I guess, yeah, oh yeah, loads of piano composition.
Do you have any of that up on your YouTube?
There's one
channel.
Or two up there. I don't really.
And apologies. If you've composed as a piano teacher, is the music available? Is it in traditional form? Can you read it? It's all the student must then listen to it, and or if a student wants to recreate what you have composed, can they? It's not the same type of composing.
Yeah, they can. If I guess I compose mainly for myself.
All right. Okay.
So if I'm composing, I tend to make an audio recording. And just capture very, very basic information. Like if I'm following a certain melody or a certain harmony line, like my favorite key is C sharp minor.
Okay.
So if I was following something like C sharp to A to B to F sharp or whatever, I'll just make a quick point in the key of C sharp minor, 4-4. There are your kind of four kind of bass notes to hit. And then I do an audio recording. And from that kind of triggers the memory and I can flesh it out again. But if it is going to be made available for consumers or an audience, I will make sheet music available. But it's mainly for myself.
And it's not, literally performing, it's not, you're not adding any processes or anything to it, it's pure composing
the audio?
Is it pure composing on the keyboard, or is it that you have then processed whatever you have, come up with your first little idea,
yeah.
And then you work on it and you process that?
Yeah, I guess it's always a work in process. Like, I guess the actual composition process, I will take the time to come up with a structure and, you know,
okay,
establish certain parts that will fall into a certain order. But I guess when it comes to recording it and processing it, you'll always, like 9 times out of 10, you'll end up processing it in some shape or form. So,
What I'm getting at is listening to it, do we know it's a keyboard? You're not trying to change the
keyboard.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. If it is a piano composition,
it's a piano composition.
Yeah.
Do you play a real piano or is it electronic piano?
I play digital pianos at home. In the school, we have digital pianos, but if I can get my hands on a grand piano,
leave
me at it. Absolutely. There's a beautiful Steinway downstairs in the theatre.
Oh, great.
I have a great time on that.
And then, probably what, like where in the past, a lot of students would say that they've heard the music of Bach or they heard the music of Beethoven or they heard such and such a thing. I suppose now it's probably what you hear in films or what you hear in TV or something. Was there anything along there that you would have inspired you along the way? One assumes that, you know, going into electronic music. I know you say that your main source of influence was rock music and stuff.
Yeah.
But moving on from that then, do you get inspiration from, you know, visual from, as I say, from what's gone in film and what's gone on TV and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, like, it depends on the instrument, it depends on where I am. Like, this has been a journey evolving over the last, let's say, 10, 15 years. So when I was a teenager, you know, my main inspiration was other piano students in the school, because in my school we had great piano students and I really enjoyed listening to them. So they kind of influenced the repertoire that you pick up. Like, I really like that piece, what is it? And then you try and learn it yourself in school.
What school was it?
Oh, that was Public School in Brisbane, under my mentor, Veronica Whitehead.
Oh, we know Veronica,
yeah.
A great member of the PPMTA,
yeah.
And a great teacher.
So, carry on with that.
I guess it was piano and guitar mainly up until college, and then when college hit, I was introduced to so many new things, so things like the gamelan music. I was doing a lot of Asian musics, and the great thing about doing music in UCC, that's on silent, I'm not gonna, the great thing about doing music in UCC is that you can create a program that's tailored to what you want to study. So if, for example, you don't want to study Irish traditional music, it can be avoided by selecting certain modules. So things like trad aren't really my areas of choice, so I kind of just dove headfirst into world musics and digital musics and experimental musics.
Okay.
And those have all kind of shaped where I am right now.
And did you know what they were before you went in? Like, as I say,
not
had you been exposed? But even through film and television, you never thought of that way?
Yeah, I guess things like orchestration and those kind of soundscapes were all kind of readily available, but things such as, you know, Asian musics,
Okay.
Things like the Gamelan Orchestra, like we didn't have a clue what a Gamelan was in UCC.
Right.
And even now, like when it comes to producing found sound music 10, 15 years later, Gamelan rhythms are still featured in my found sound work. So these things do manifest over time and you kind of pick up certain habits from different forms of music.
Okay.
But